Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We all know that technology and innovation changes the nature of work, workplaces, and jobs. But just which types of jobs are going to be impacted the most, or said differently, are going to disappear the fastest over the next 10 years or so? Well, every 2 years or so, the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases employment projections for the United States. These projections estimate how many people are likely to be employed in various types of jobs over the next decade. The most recently released projections from the BLS cover how employment is expected to change between 2018 and 2028. And using these BLS projections, you can find the jobs that are expected to have the largest percent declines in the number of people employed over the next decade or so. And the kinds of jobs that seem to be disappearing the fastest are really no surprise. Lots of manufacturing jobs, lots of jobs where automation has really had a disruptive impact, lots of jobs where robots and other technology advances have really just taken over. With that said, I'd like to share the top five most rapidly disappearing jobs over the next decade, according to the BLS. Some of these might surprise you, but some of them will not, as we know how technology continues to impact work in workplaces. With that said, number five, the fifth most fastest disappearing job over the next decade, watch repairers, people who fix watches for a living. Employment in watch repairers is expected to fall by about 30% over the next decade. It makes sense, I guess. Fewer people are wearing watches than ever before, and the kinds of watches that are on the market are probably better made and longer lasting than those in the past. Number four, word processors and typists. Employment in these jobs is expected to fall about 34% over the next decade. Again, makes total sense. With AI and short messaging and so many other ways to get the written word communicated, people who are employed strictly as word processors or typists are bound to fall. I'm surprised even about 40,000 people will still be doing this job in 2028, according to BLS projections. But word processors and typists are the fourth most diminishing job category, according to the BLS, over the next decade. Number three, and this one was probably the one that was most surprising to me, parking enforcement workers. Employment for these folks is expected to fall about 37% over the next 10 years. I guess we chalk that up to fewer people driving, more shared rides, more Ubers, more Lyfts, maybe self-driving cars. The BLS expects to be more prominent in 2028. At any rate, parking enforcement workers is expected to fall about 37% over the next 10 years. Number two, and another one that was a little surprising to me, and I confess to not knowing too much about what these people do, but the category is respiratory therapy technicians. Employment in this category is expected to fall a whopping 57% over the next 10 years. Now, granted, not many people actually have this job today, and maybe it's just a straight technology play here, where technologies themselves have advanced so much that we don't need as many human technicians to administer these patient treatments. But that category is expected to fall about 58% over the next 10 years. And finally, number one, and admittedly an incredibly small base, locomotive firers, people who actually help run and drive locomotives. Employment in this category is expected to fall about 68% over the next 10 years. But having said that, only about 500 or so people have this job today. And we expect that to fall to about 200 in 2028. So that's a 68.3% drop. I don't know. I guess we'll have more technology in locomotives as well that will require less people to actually help administer them. With that said, though, the whole list is really, really interesting. I'll share a link to the top 20 jobs that are expected to decline the most over the next 10 years. It's good to think about and keep some perspective about what's happening in the labor market and with how technology is changing work and workplaces overall. It's a fun list, and I'll share it with you in the show notes. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show and Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.